If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When the new is off and they get to getting old, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. My beautiful grandma was really into the life coach, Tony Robbins. She was lovely, my grandma. Talked about her before on this. Not surprising that your grandma's lovely. That's not an insight, really. It's more of a story if your grandma is a bastard. No, she was lovely. The only thing that was rubbish about her was her very shit handwriting. All grandmas have shit handwriting, don't they? Anyway. She died very peacefully 3 years ago. Welcome to the comedy. She died of a heart aneurysm. Anyone out there died of a heart aneurysm? Just trying my club stuff again, guys. But she had a cool thing that she did to me on her last day. She was always playing games with me, my grandma, and on our final day. She was okay. She was, you know, heart aneurysm's a nice way to go if you've got to go. She was in her 90s and she just slipped away gently. But she was sitting up and she was talking to me. And she said, "Do you want to play a game?" Like a shit Saw film. Do you remember the Saw films? There was always an old person that would make younger people play games. You had to pass. To get out of situations, you know, like I think on Saw 8, there was a load of dead horses in the room and they had to flog the dead horses until they moved. That was a good one. She was a big fan of the happiness guru Tony Robbins. Don't know if you're aware of this guy. He's does these 3-day happiness seminars at the O2, costing £1,000. I think we're getting to the bottom of why Tony Robbins is happy. So as I say, on our last day, she was sitting up in this bed and I was kind of crying and she said, "Why are you upset? You know, I'm fine." I was like, "I just don't want you to go." And she's like, "What are you doing at home to get through the day?" And she's, and I said, I told the truth. I said, "Well, I'm actually listening to Celine Dion. I'm listening to sad songs like Celine Dion and country music." Like this one, you know, just "Forever After All" by Luke Combs. "Sooner or later time's gonna take its toll." Why are you doing this? Does anyone else do this when they're in a mood? Listen to music that gets them in exactly the same mood. Don't do that. When you're sad, listen to happy music. She said, "Stop it. Get on the Tony Robbins website. He's got secrets of happiness up there. Follow those and you'll be happy." I was like, fine. But she said, "It doesn't matter anyway. Because in 3 years' time, I am going to be resurrected." The plot suddenly thickened, hasn't it? She said, "I want to play a game." This was just before Easter 3 years ago. She said, "I've given a different 2 letters of a 6-letter word to 3 members of the family. On Easter Day, for the next 3 years, I've told these 3 family members to give you these 2 letters from that word. When you get all 6 letters in 3 years' time, go there, and I will be resurrected. Pretty fucking cool, right? Now, plot spoiler. Easter last year, Easter 2020, I had the six-letter word and she wasn't resurrected. But what he did is he took me on a beautiful three-year journey to discover the secret of happiness with Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins has these happiness principles called Five to Thrive, which must work because it rhymes. And I'm going to talk you through these five happiness principles over the next few days, unless something else crops up that I talk about. So, number one, anyway, is cold water swimming. Do cold water swimming. I've just saved you £200. Does anyone do this? People swear by it, don't they? It's ridiculous. I don't know about you, but when I get into cold water, I do this. I go, I'm like on tiptoes. I do that before I've touched the cold water. There's a saying, be happy with what you haven't got, you know? Like, I haven't got cold water on me right now, I'm happy. I haven't got a successful comedy career. Imagine how unhappy I'd be if I was Dave Chappelle. You know, it's many half joking, which is probably why I'm not Dave Chappelle. Imagine the amount of shit those people get, even at my relatively low level. You know, I get people spreading shit about me and a load of haters. You know what I think it comes down to? You know, when I storm a gig in front of, you know, 16 people online, people assume I'm happy. I'm not happy, am I? The last time I was happy, I was 11. Tell you why I was happy at 11, because I was 11. My grandma was still alive. We lived in a massive house in the countryside. And not a pokey flat above a post office with three masturbating stepbrothers. But it's not about them. It's not about my three masturbating stepbrothers. It's about three members of my blood family who gave me six letters over the last 3 years. Blood family. It's better than your step family, isn't it? Step family. I don't know why they call it step family. They may as well call it shit family. Yeah, I know why they call it step family, actually. It's because step anything is rubbish, isn't it? It's like step ladder. It's just a shit ladder. It's, steps. Like a shit band. A step ladder is like a step family, actually. They try to pretend it's the same thing, but you have in a much smaller house. And your ability to climb is suddenly a lot less because you have a lot less money and you spend most weekends travelling between your parents trying to work out what love is. So I got these six letters in Easter last year and it's spelt out. L-O-W-E-R-S. You thought you couldn't get lower during lockdown? I got lowers. So I showed this to my auntie. I couldn't... It's like, what is this? She was the one that gave me the last two letters, R and S. And she said, no. She was the only one that could read my grandma's handwriting. And she said, that's not R and S, that's R and 5. Lower five. Now, lower five was the flat she used to live in. It was like a care home, but everyone had their own individual flats. And she had this communal courtyard where we used to hang out all the time, you know. So you thought you had a bad lockdown. I found out in Easter last year that my grandma had been resurrected in the one place I wasn't allowed to go the most. A fucking care home. So I waited till August, till we were allowed out, and I thought, I'll go back there. I won't go in, but I'll knock on the door. Surely the person that I helped my grandma sell this flat to would still be there, I hoped. And she was. And she said, how's your grandma? And this was through the, you know, through the tannoy, whatever. She said, how's your grandma? And she knew. And I said, my grandma told me to come back here. I think, has she left anything for me? And this woman said, yes. She's left a letter. I was like, wow. Can you post the letter through the letterbox, please? And she said, no. It's a letter of the alphabet. It's the letter F. I was like, lower five F. What the fuck does that mean? I had no idea. And I was going to walk away, and this woman said, well, why don't you come round? I'll let you through the back gate into the courtyard, and you can wave at me. It'd be nice to see you. And I'm sure we all did this during lockdown. We waved at, you know, maybe people like this and family through windows, and it was happy but sad. And I was sad because this woman, it was nice to see her, but I would have given anything just for one. Just one more dance with my grandma in this courtyard. Just wish magic existed, you know. But then I remembered what my grandma always said to me. Believe you can be happy, and believe in magic. If you dig deep, magic will happen. So I started to believe. And as I was waving, colours started to appear around this woman's head. Reds and greens, all the colours. And I suddenly realised it was a reflection of the courtyard. And I suddenly realised what my grandma meant. Lowers F. Flowers. I turn around, and all the flowers that she'd planted in the courtyard, that I'd help her plant and water before she died, beautiful in the courtyard. My grandma had planted these flowers knowing she wouldn't see them, knowing she wouldn't see them bloom. Putting love out there with no expectation of it being reciprocated or even received, but it was received. It was received by me. My grandma, also happy. She had five to thrive and a million more. And she knew what we all really needed to make us happy. Cold water. So there was this hose at the side of the garden. And I used the hose to pour cold water on these flowers. As Tony Robbins says, cold water releases endorphins, the same feelings we get when we love someone. Pour the love from your heart, even if you're at your lowest point. Release that love in your heart. And you might start to think differently as well. That some things are forever after all. They say nothing lasts forever, but they ain't seen us together. Or the way the moonlight dances in your eyes. And I know there'll be that moment. The good Lord calls one of us home, and one won't have the other by their side. But heaven knows it, that won't last too long. Maybe
Some things last forever after all.
Lots of love to you all. Cheers.